Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A year on the island of Guam, 1899-1900, is the Journal of U.S. Navy Lieutenant William Edward Safford, assigned to Guam shortly after the Spanish-American War. His keen observations of the landscape, people, culture, and society of Guam were informed by his sensibilities, making this book a simply wonderful read. The book is supplemented by 16 original art renderings by Guam artist Judy Selk Flores, as well as 90-plus historical illustrations, images, and photographs. Our guest on the program today is Gillette Leon Guerrero. She has a passion for historical research, especially as it relates to Guam. She has a BA in anthropology from the University of Guam, an MA in human relations from the University of Oklahoma, and a certificate in genealogical research from Boston University. She currently is the president of Guamology, Inc., a Guam-based publishing company, also provides historical consulting services for Guampedia.com, the War in the Pacific National Historical Park, and various other Guam organizations, active in community service organizations as well. Gillette Leon Guerrero, our guest on the program. She's here to talk about the book, A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899 to 1900. And she joins us from Guam via Skype on This Week in America. Gillette, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. This is going to be a fascinating conversation, and I love your enthusiasm and passion for Guam. And let's start by talking about this book and what inspired you to create this book, A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899 to 1900. What was the inspiration?
Well, I was a student in anthropology in the 1980s, and I came across this manuscript. It was an unpublished manuscript in our archives, and I just loved it. I read it, and I used it a lot in my research going forward, but then I realized that Safford was really an unsung hero in Guam's history, and it took me quite a while, but I felt like more people needed to know about him because he was such a special man, and he did so much for Guam. But nobody really knew about him.
The book is out there now. Well, yes, you've done a great job in getting the word out there. The book is out there. People are now, they know exactly who you're talking about. And the book won an award recently. What was that award? Talk about that.
Oh, yes, the award that it won was the 2018 Best Nonfiction for the Australia-New Zealand region. That's our region out here in the Western Pacific. I was very surprised to learn that.
Sort of gratifying, isn't it, after all the research and the work and the blood, sweat, and tears that went into the book to be able to have recognition like that. The book is A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899-1900. And we were talking a minute ago about William Edward Safford and Edwin Safford. And when you got to looking into him, what a special individual he was. What did you find so special about him?
Well, you know, when you read his writing, you get a feel for his character. So he was really the type of person that I really admire and like. He was a Renaissance man. He was he spoke several languages. He was very open in his way of thinking. He came to Guam and he embraced the people and the culture, and made really good friends, and he's just, I guess, a Renaissance man. And I've always said that if there was anybody that I could meet, if I could go back in time, it would be him.
That's fascinating. And the way he is portrayed, I think I'd join you in that. I think it would be fascinating to have a chance to meet him and to talk with him. Let's go back to this year, 1899 to 1900, on the island of Guam. What was it like when Safford arrived?
Well, when he arrived, Guam was really sort of a backwater territory of the Spanish. It was administered from Manila, but it was really kind of forgotten, and people didn't, you know, want from the Spanish military or government didn't really want to come here. It was about they had about a population of about 8,600. There were a few people. Guam has always had a strategic location, so there were other people here. So it wasn't just the indigenous Chamorro people that were here. There were other people, like there were a couple of Japanese, some Chinese, a lot of Filipinos, and of course the Spanish. And then there were a handful of former whalers or business people that arrived on ships that decided they wanted to stay. But it was kind of a backwater, I guess, at that time.
Well, and you'll get that picture painted when you read the book, A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899 to 1900, the preface and introduction by our guest on the program, Gillette Leon Guerrero. This is a republished book now available for sale at its lowest retail price, available for sale in all Amazon sites at Barnes & Noble, Page Turner's Bookstore, Chapters Indigo in Canada, Waterstones in the UK, Booktopia in Australia and New Zealand, and a lot more. And you'll be able to link onto our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and get all the information so you can order a book. We all have heard of Guam, but if somebody said, describe Guam, it would be somewhat difficult for most of us to do that. Tell us about Guam, because this is an area that I know you proudly call home. Tell us a little bit about Guam.
Well, Guam, the physical, it's about 12 miles wide at the largest point and about 8 miles long, so it's very small. Currently, the population is about 170,000 people. The economy is based on tourism. We get a lot of tourists from Asia, and recently we've had some cruise ships stop by here. It is a U.S. territory. So it's American, you know, it's very American, but it has its own flavor, Guam twist.
Yes. What's the economy based on there?
It's based on tourism is the biggest economy here. And then we have the military.
Yes.
We have a large military presence here.
What was it about Guam? I mentioned that your background in studying some here in the mainland United States. What was it about Guam that really drew you in, not just to be a resident there, but be a cheerleader for Guam as well?
Oh, well, actually, my father is originally from Guam. My mother was from Missouri. But my father was in the military, and we settled here after he got out. And it's my home. I have family here. And it is, when we have visitors, the impression that they make, that they have and come away with, is that it's a very warm and generous place. People are very warm and take everybody in. And I think that comes from its position as a strategic location, because we have had people from the outside come in throughout our history, from even before the Spanish. We had shipwrecks from Chinese ships.
Oh, yes.
Come in and live with them. And so the people are very open to outsiders, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Well, yes, and we're talking about the new book, A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899-1900. The book is available, as I just mentioned, basically wherever books are sold. You'll find the book at Amazon. You'll find it at pageturner.us as well. What do you want people to come away with thinking after the takeaway, after reading and enjoying the book, reading and looking at this book? What do you hope the takeaway is for Guam?
Well, I think that I would like them to come away with a better understanding of Guam's history, but also that maybe in some small place it might entice them to come and visit.
Yes, yes, and help the economy there and have a good time at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tell me a little bit about the weather there as we get ready to go into winter season here in the mainland United States. What's it like? Is it pretty much the same year round there?
Yes, yes, yes. It's pretty much the year round. We're located like 13 degrees north of the equator, so our weather is pretty much the same. We do have two seasons. We have a rainy season and a dry season. Right now we're in the rainy season. But sometimes you have a wet, dry season and a dry, rainy season. This year we're having a wet that season.
Well, I'd say the way it's changing everywhere, you're not quite sure exactly what season it is. So I can fully understand exactly what you're talking about. What has this project been like for you? How much fun has this been working on the book, A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899-1900, especially someone who, from Guam, really a supporter of Guam? What's this been like for you?
Oh, it's been lovely, because it was sort of something that I wanted to do, and to see it come to realization was great. And then also I need to mention that the images that the Guam artist Judy Flores put in the book are really contribute to the book. She has always also been a fan of William Safford, and so she read the book and created these beautiful images of what he was speaking about, scenes from the book. So to see this all come together, and then on top of that, for the book to win an award, I'm just over the moon.
Yes, and I can fully understand that. In doing the research for this, how difficult was it to research, to get all the information, to pull it together, to write the book?
Well, because I've been aware of this information for so long, it was a bit of work, especially finding the images. That was probably the hardest part. Finding the historical images was challenging.
And this was based on journals, and I find that interesting. Journal. What can you learn from a journal? I'm thinking it's more maybe informal thoughts of the individual. In this case, William Edwin Safford.
Yes. Well, you get a better feel. It brings history alive, because you can actually identify with it. Because when you write a journal, you do put a lot of your own thinking into it, and your emotions, and talk about things that you wouldn't talk about in a history book where it's
exactly,
all facts,
yes,
and figures. Yeah. This is much more engaging. And I think that's why it's been so successful.
What other books are you working on? I know you've done several books, and we'll talk about those on Guam. What are you working on currently?
Well, currently, my father is now, he'll be 90 in February, and he is a survivor of the Japanese occupation of World War II. So I'm working on his memoirs of the war, of what he went through during the war, and then supplementing it with actually, what happened at that. When he's talking about what happened, then I'll have another section about the what was happening militarily.
What is that experience like, in basically taking your dad, going back through his life, through his experiences, probably experiences he didn't fully share as you were growing up? What's that been like for you?
It's very interesting, because he didn't speak about it for so long.
Yes.
It's only been several years that he's actually opened up and talked about it. And it's difficult, because I can get him to tell me about the, what happened, this happened and that happened. But when I try to get what he was feeling, his emotions at that time is challenging. So that's kind of my challenge, is trying to get him to open up, to, reveal really how he was feeling at the time. And I think it might be because, survivors, they've locked it away for so long that if they open it up, they're worried they're going to lose control of their emotions.
Well, certainly, I can understand that, because it was such a tragic part of life, and I'm sure that's that is difficult to deal with, but I'm sure it will be a fascinating look. And I've mentioned the other books that you've written, several other books. Talk about those, because they're based on Guam, and I think if you read those, you'd get an even better feel for what Guam is like. Talk about the other two books that you've written.
Okay, well, the one that I'm really proud of is Seeing Guam Through Our Eyes. And the purpose of doing that was to get 58 Guam residents from all walks of life, all ages and all economic levels, to talk about what it was about Guam that was so special to them. What did they feel made them, you know, connect to Guam? And I have artists and musicians, and so I have artwork in it, and I have lyrics for songs, and then I have different 500-word essays about what it is about Guam that is very meaningful to them. And this has been a huge success as well. The governor of Guam actually used it as a gift from the island of Guam to foreign dignitaries. So I was very proud of that.
Congratulations on that. What an honor. Yes.
And yes. I'm thinking that it's time to do a second edition of that book.
It sounds like it. It very well received the first one, so it's time to do the sequel for that. And the other book is what the Guam Genealogist. Talk about that.
Oh yes, yes. Well, this is it's actually a journal, a periodical, and I've done two issues so far, working on the third, and. This is to help people with Guam roots understand some of the sources that are out there, and also it's like a primer for getting started in genealogy. So that is my most recent piece of work.
What's it like when you do family research there? Do you have the resources that we have here in the States?
I think it's like anywhere, depending on where you're at. Here we do have a gap in the historical record. Between 1758 and 1898, and that's during the Spanish period, and there are no census materials, and there's very few documents that we can find. There may be some that are in Spanish that in the archives, but they haven't been translated. So it is difficult. It is difficult, but sometimes you're able to bridge that gap with DNA testing. Which has helped in several of the cases that I've been working on.
Some of the new tools that are available to genealogists now. It's incredible what all is out there, the different resources. It's been fun, Gillette, having you on the program to talk about the book, A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899-1900, beautifully illustrated as well. The book is available at Amazon, at pageturner.us, at all the usual places. And if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll have links on there for all those sites so you can get information on the book and order it as well. With us on the program to talk about it has been Gillette Leon Guerrero. And Gillette, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for sharing this on the program today.
And thank you so much for having me. I sincerely appreciate it.
Well, it was an interesting conversation, and I'm anxious to find out more about William Edwin Safford. And you can do that by reading the book and other books on him. This book is A Year on the Island of Guam, 1899 to 1900. And information on the book you can get by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program. After these messages,
you're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.